What are you sitting there for, JJ? Breakfast is finished.
I'm waiting for dessert.
JJ, there ain't no such thing as dessert with breakfast.
How about a Twinkie dipped in oatmeal?
Well, it's not in the Galloping Gourmet's recipe book. Now get ready for school.
Oh, Mom, but my stomach's really empty.
With you, an empty stomach only means that the rest of your body is catching up to your head.
Now I know the day has begun. The sun's come up and the big mouth is open.
All right, kids, that's enough of that.
Hey, JJ, don't you know what's going on? The defender said that there's a big food price crunch in the country.
Yeah, and folks like us are the crunchies. But the president has a solution for it. He says we've just got to bite the bullet.
Bite the bullet? We already down to the powder.
Our food may not be fancy, but it's nutritious and filling.
Yeah, I had enough to eat.
So did I.
I can't help it if y'all easy to fill up. Me, I'm like a Cadillac. I need a lot of fuel before my luxury body can move out of park and comfortably glide down the freeway of life.
Well, here's a solution for your little fuel problem. Next time you're gliding down the freeway of life, get off at the exit marked part-time job.
I've been out there looking, but there ain't nothing out there part-time, spare time, or no time at all.
The defender says that the average unemployment figure for black teenagers is 35%, and the government's unemployment figure for all blacks is 11%.
Well, we're getting up in the world. 2 years ago, we were 10% of the population. Now we're 11% of the unemployed.
Here's some good news. It says here stock market's down 15 points.
Well, what's good about that?
We don't own no stocks.
Well, we may be taking that plunge on the stock market soon if everything works out all right. Your daddy is up for a big job in that department store, and I may be up for something big, too.
You are? Really?
What?
Well, I didn't want to say nothing about it, but Willona told her boss that I was good at sewing, and I might get a job altering clothes in her boutique.
Oh, right on!
Great! When it comes to altering clothes, Ma, you're the best. Because my blue turtleneck, every time I wear it, people give me compliments on it. And little will they ever know that that's half a Thumbs old gym shorts.
And the other half is my shorts. I'll get him. Hello, Heaven's Residence. Oh, hi. No. 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 Yeah, bye.
What was that all about?
That was that old ugly Charlotte McDaniel. I told her, no, I wouldn't walk her to school this morning. No, I wouldn't play with her at recess. No, I wouldn't walk her home after school. And yeah, if she calls here again, I'm not gonna talk to her. Girls, yuck. I ain't got time for none of that mushy stuff.
The 12-year-old mind, a thing of pure beauty.
Except when it's trapped in an 18-year-old body. I'm going to school early, so I won't have to bump into that dumb Charlotte.
Okay,
lady, y'all.
Love.
Hi, bye, Willona.
She just set a new world's record for the least time that lasts between hi and bye. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Willona. Well, I'm all ready to go down to the boutique to see about that job. I got up real early and did my hair. It may not look like much now, but wait till you see it when I go outside and let it blow in the breeze.
Time I let my hair blow in the breeze,
yeah.
It blew off. Next thing I know, some dude was driving around with a hairy hubcap.
Willona, you made that up.
Yeah, just a little joke to soften the blow.
What are you talking about?
Flo, honey, I don't know how to tell you this, but my boss just called.
About my job.
He couldn't afford to hire nobody, so he got somebody to work free. His mama.
Damn.
Ma! Not in front of the child.
Lord, I tell you, it's impossible to get work today. You know, things are so bad, the newspapers are putting it. The want ads in with the obituaries. Which means employment is dead. And since it's dead, I think I'll give it a little service.
Hey, yes, brothers and sisters, the opportunity to get work so dearly beloved has gone. It's no longer with us. I say it's no longer with us. The other day I was walking down the street past the unemployment office, and there was a line about 5 miles long. People was standing there hungry, looking for work, but all the work was already gone. Keep on keeping on. We got to keep on struggling. We got to keep on trying. Even though our salaries, I say our salaries are slowly, slowly, slowly dying. Yeah. And all the while, the old grim reaper called inflation. Yeah. Hey, I'm talking about an inflation. Yeah. It's standing right outside that door. Yeah. Standing, watching, and waiting. Hey, can I get an amen?
Honey, I'm sorry about the job.
Oh, that's all right, Malona.
But if I have anything, you know, I'll sure let you know. I'll see you kids later.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What you gonna do now, Mom?
The only thing I can do, go see what's out there.
Hey, baby, we got any Band-Aids?
What's wrong, honey? Nothing. It's just that I'm dressed so sharp, I'm liable to cut myself to death. Mighty fine, James.
Oh, thank you.
Sure I do, Daddy.
Well, thank you, baby girl. You know they say clothes make the man.
Yeah, them French designers were sure delight in calling you Monsieur a Dynamite!
Well, Junior, from now on, this is gonna be my uniform of the day. No more breaking my back and coming home dirty for chump change. Tomorrow, I'm starting me a prestige gig. Chance to go to work clean, do a lot of smooth talking, and make grand theft dough.
You know something, Daddy? That department store couldn't have found a better man to sell their appliances than you.
You know something, baby girl? You are right.
Come on, James. You ain't got that job yet.
Are you kidding, baby? I got a grip on that gig like a vice. The woman in personnel told me I passed all the tests, and as far as this interview goes, now it's just a formality. Hell, she thinks I'm the greatest thing since red beans and rice.
Bad soul food ain't a hit on everybody's menu.
I don't follow you.
Forget about that job with Malona. It's dead.
Yeah, we just had the services. No reason to get upset. Baby, that could be a blessing in disguise.
Now, I don't follow.
Well, look, now you can go down to the department store and get a job with me.
James, honey, you haven't been hired yet.
Are you kidding, baby? I got it made in the shade. Do you know how many cats applied for that job? Over 50. Over 50. I came away leading the pack. You know why?
Why?
Because, Junior, when it comes to doing the do, your father can do it to death. Me, I just real cool-like laid a little bit of the James Evans charm on and proceeded to charm the pants off that woman. Figuratively speaking, baby, what I mean is, I just turned on what they call a male charisma. You know, before I left that office, I knew I could get anything out of that woman I wanted.
You what?
I mean, like favors, baby, like getting you a job, one of them good women's jobs.
What do you mean, women's job?
Well, you know, like wrapping packages and putting stuff away. You know, all them good things that women groove on.
What you mean, things women groove on? Why do they always want to offer us the crummy jobs?
Thelma, you and your mother got to realize that men are cut out for certain work just because of the way we're built.
Now, wait a minute, James. That ain't what that Title VII says.
What's Title VII?
It's a part of a federal law that I've seen tacked up everywhere I went to look for work. And it forbids job discrimination on account of sex.
For participants or non-participants?
Look, suppose you two go ahead and get ready for school.
Hey, where's the militant major?
Oh, he cut out early to avoid being a victim of the hormone revolution.
One, you gonna come on down to that job with me and get it while the getting is good?
James, honey, you gonna feel foolish if you ain't reading that woman right.
Yeah, Daddy, maybe it's her job to be super nice to everybody.
Thelma. Being super nice is one thing, but when you are bitten by the James Evans charm, it leaves an unmistakable mark.
It's called a hickey, right, Dad? to split before I get split.
Bye, Daddy.
All right.
Mom.
Bye, love.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Straight home from school now.
James, you really think you could get me a job?
Baby, I am so positive that you're going to come away from that place with a gig that if you don't, I will push a needle down State Street in 10 degree below zero weather using my nose. Now, is that confident enough for you?
That's just fine, James. But I hope you're right. And cracks in the sidewalks will kill you.
Florida, will you stop fidgeting and fussing? You're about to give that chair a fit.
I can't relax, James. I'm worried.
About what, baby?
Honey, I don't want to be embarrassed. And I don't want to see you embarrassed.
Ain't nobody gonna be embarrassed. I told you I got a lock on the
home. Mr. Evans, come in. Come in.
This is Rogers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Mrs. Rogers?
And how are you? How are we today, Mr. Evans?
Mrs. Rogers, we are like a microwave oven. We are turned on and ready to radiate.
That's very funny.
This is Mrs. Evans, my wife.
Oh, well, how do you do, Mrs. Evans? Sit down, please. Please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Miss. Mr. Evans,
Mrs. Rogers, before we begin, my wife is also looking for work, so I thought you might want to lay a nice job on her before we got started with my interview, you know.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Evans, but I don't believe we have any other openings.
Well, it don't have to be nothing as good as my job. maybe something in the package wrapping department. You know, you're looking at the last of the red hot package wrappers.
Must be sheer heaven living with such an amusing man. Sorry, no openings.
Well, how about something in the stock clerk department for her? Because that don't take no skill. She'd be real good at it.
My husband's always putting me on a pedestal.
Excuse me, Miss Rogers, may I speak with you for a moment, please?
Of course. Of course, my boss. Will you excuse me, please?
Well, I sure hope your nose is in good shape for pushing that needle down State Street. Oh, you can do it. It don't need no skill.
What's the interview for?
Well, I'm just hiring for that sales job in appliances.
Good.
Mm. She's just what we need.
Mm. Oh, no, no, no. That woman is his wife. I'm hiring the man.
Wrong. You're hiring the woman.
But I practically promised Mr. Evans.
Miss Rogers, I promised myself, my wife, and my four children that I'd keep my job. The head of this store has promised to fire me if we did not comply with the government regulations regarding the hiring of minorities.
Well, then what's the problem? He's black.
She's black, too. She's also a woman. Therefore, when we hire a black woman, we are capturing two minority butterflies with one net. The government is happy. The head of the store is happy. I'm happy, you're happy, and she's happy.
But what about him?
We can't all be happy.
Bridges, I all but told Mr. Evans that job is his. But I just can't tell him he doesn't have it anymore. I just can't.
You can't?
No.
All right, then you don't have to.
Oh, good.
I'll tell him.
Mr. Bridges.
Thank you.
Mr. Bridges.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Lynn Bridges, Miss Rogers' supervisor. Mr. and Mrs. Evans, boy, have I got news for you. Yeah.
What the hell you mean you're gonna give the job to my wife instead of me?
That's crazy!
What's crazy about it? Is there a better way to sell housewares than with a housewife?
Yeah, Jack, with a house husband.
Mr. Evans, I sense that you're about ready to explode.
Yes, Lord.
I can understand how a man might feel when he thinks he's got a job and it's offered to his wife instead. Well, I can see where it'd make you feel frustrated and betrayed and angry, uptight.
Keep going, man. You ain't even done it the list yet.
I won't take a job from my husband.
Well, Miss Evans, if you don't take the job, I'll just have to offer it to somebody else.
You mean to say if my wife don't take the job, you're gonna give it to somebody else besides me?
Another woman. Well, Mrs. Evans, it's up to you. The job is yours if you want it. If not...
Excuse us a minute, will you please? Baby, let me speak to you over here. Come on. Florida, take the job.
What?
Baby, take the job. I can always get back on at the car wash. Take the job, baby.
Seems you know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Damn if it's what I'm feeling. Look, we done run into a roadblock, baby. Ain't nothing to do but either go back to where we come from or keep on pushing. Now, take the job, Florida. Please.
Florida Evans, saleswoman.
Florida Evans, salesperson.
You know, it sure does seem weird with Mama working at days and her not being here when we come home from school.
Yeah, and it's a shame Daddy had to go back to the car wash, yeah. But at least he had some place to go. Mm.
The real shame of it is that we gotta eat Thelma's ghetto garbage.
JJ, it's not too smart to scream when somebody's cooking you're about to eat. They might put something bad in it.
Good. Your cooking can use all the help it can get. This ain't saying nothing, this old Chef Boy out here to get old stuff.
JJ, Thelma, y'all better cool it. Daddy's gonna be home soon, and he ain't in a good mood these days.
You telling me. The other day, a mugger tried to attack Dad. Dad gave one of his mean looks, and the mugger gave Dad a dollar.
You making that up?
Just a little joke. That's what we need around here. I mean, if Dad is down, we should try and cheer him up. The man comes home to two lovely children, and
you're not gonna count yourself, JJ?
As I was saying, it's our job to cheer Daddy up.
How?
With love, warmth, and a little humor.
I don't think Dad's in a laughing mood, but at least Ma has proven a woman can do a man's work.
I hope that don't go too far. Someday some dude's gonna walk up to me and say, what does your mother do for a living? I'm gonna say she plays linebacker for Chicago Bears. All right, y'all, let's lay on the warmth and love.
Okay. Hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy, dear.
Hi, Dad. How'd the day go?
Rotten.
Hey, Dad, there's a great new joke going around. Did you hear the one?
Yeah, I heard it. It ain't funny, and shut up.
Well, now that I got them all cheered up, you take over, Thelma.
Daddy, we know things are rough right now, but it'll get better.
I don't know, baby girl. They laying off all over the place. They laid off Willie Washington, Lunch Meat Mumford down the car wash. Or they're laying off thousands at the auto plants. Well, the president said he was gonna bring us all together. None of us knew the meeting place was gonna be the bread line.
Hey, Dad, you want me to turn on the 6 o'clock news? I'll see what the government is calling it today. Stagflation, recession, depression, or a nostalgic look at hunger.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Ma.
What you got in the box?
Ah, nice cake I picked up.
Hey, oh, Ma, what are we celebrating? You got a raise at the store?
You'll see. Hi, James. Is that all you got to say to me, huh? Aren't you glad to see me?
One thing about Dad's kind of joy, it'll never get you busted for disturbing the peace.
Table chief running mouth.
All right. Okay, James, something's wrong. What is it?
Nothing.
Now, James, something is bothering you, so let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I think we should talk about it.
Yeah, well, I said I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, then we won't talk about it.
You want to talk about it, huh? Well, I don't want to talk about it.
James, let me tell you why I bought the cake.
I don't want to hear about no cake.
At least let me tell you why I bought it.
Well, I said I don't want to hear about no jive cake.
Oh, you want to hear about this cake.
Well, you just got to rub it in, don't you?
What do you mean I just got to rub it in?
It ain't enough that you're gonna be the breadwinner. Now you got to show off by being the cake winner, too, huh?
James, you're still mad because you didn't get that job.
I am not mad.
That's why I didn't want to take that job, why I had second thoughts about it. But no, you insisted.
I didn't insist.
You did, too.
Well, you ain't got to listen to everything I say.
From now on, I won't, if that's the way you feel about it.
Well, Florida, how do you expect me to feel? I've been beat out of more jobs for more reasons than you can imagine all my life. Wrong paint job, overqualified, underqualified, too much of this, not enough of that. Boy, they found every reason in the book to keep me down. And just when I think I got it made, they come up with a new one. Do you realize I'm the first man in America to lose his job to his wife?
It wasn't my fault, honey. The whole thing was an accident.
Yeah, the flying foot of fate then caught me in the same place as usual.
Honey, the flying foot of fate don't play no favorites. That's why I bought the cake.
Well, look, you can take that cake and eat it, do whatever you want, and just get it out of my life now.
I am not going to eat it, and you're going to listen to what I have to say about it.
You want to have some more conversation about cakes? You have it with Betty Crocker. I ain't going through no more changes about no damn cake.
So you don't have to go through any changes. I've gone through enough changes for both of us. James, I was laid off.
Now, I said I didn't want to hear no more about it. I don't want to talk about it no more here.
James, you haven't heard a thing I said.
I said I don't want to talk about it no more here.
James, I was fired.
Yeah, but I mean, you just got to start working there, Trina.
Well, people just not spending as much money as they used to, and the stores had to cut back.
Yeah, and while they was cutting back, they was playing our song, huh? The last hired, first fired blues.
It all happened so quick. By the time I got over the shock of it, I went out and bought that cake. I thought it would bring a little joy into the house. After we sang the blues.
That was a wonderful thought, baby. Just wonderful, but I'm sorry I did all that hollering and screaming.
Oh, you had to get it off your chest.
Yeah, but I didn't have to put it on your back.
It's all right. Forget about it, James.
Cake winner, bread winner. Baby, you're just a plain winner.
Oh, thanks, honey. But I gotta tell you, I'm worried.
About what?
With you just having a part-time job, I wonder how we gonna make it.
Oh, relax, baby. We make it the same way we always have. Somehow.
What you mean I couldn't get a job in my life depending on it?
That's right. The only job you can get is mauling popsicle sticks.
If your brain was as big as your mouth, you need a head like a Goodyear blimp.
All right. We got all the ingredients, family love and togetherness.
For the final time, y'all are always picking on me. I don't care. Nobody's coming on me. You're so much. I'm going to be so big. I don't want to hear that anymore. No, sir. You finally go.
Looking out of the window.